We're hearing a track by a young flamenco guitarist named Niño Josele. It's off his latest album, and the song's called Balcón de Luna. Niño Josele is one of the artists up for a Latin Grammy Award for Best Flamenco Album. The ceremony takes place this Thursday night in Las Vegas. And today we're taking a look at some of the best Latin music nominated this year with our Beto Arcos. He's a regular on this program and the host of the radio program Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles. Beto, great to have you back.
It's great to be back with you.
Let me ask you about this guy, Niño Josele. He's pretty young for being such an accomplished flamenco guitarist in his mid-30s, but he's been around a long time, right?
Yeah, he grew up, you know, he really comes from a family of musicians of flamenco. He's already collaborated with a number of great talent, and Chick Corea said he's the successor of Paco de Lucía, none other.
So this guy is the real deal.
He really is. He's got this amazing talent and an interest in jazz.
Yeah, because this doesn't sound like traditional flamenco music at all.
That's right. What he is doing is bringing both jazz and flamenco together. In fact, this particular piece, which in flamenco jargon is called a seguirilla, is actually a slow, languid, melancholic song, which he reinvents by bringing in the traditional jazz drum set, the electric bass, and then combining all of these elements together, making it a much more jazz-oriented piece. Mm. Let's listen.
Now, Beto, you know I work on Sunday, but the next Sunday afternoon I get off, I'm playing this. This is perfect Sunday afternoon music.
Oh, it's so heavenly. I mean, jeez.
let's move on to the next artist. This one comes to us from Sao Paulo in Brazil. Her name is Seu, and the album is called Vagarosa. It's being nominated for the Best Brazilian Pop Album. Let's just take a listen first. A comadre é ponta de lança. As vezes se amua. Beto, what is it about Portuguese singers? I mean, she could be singing from the phone book and it would sound great.
You know, what I really like about, in this case, this artist from Sao Paulo is that she comes from a city now considered kind of a mecca for talented musicians. Mm. She really does great justice to that whole scene in Sao Paulo. You know, she lived in New York for a couple of years. She absorbed the music scene there. But this album is refreshing because you're hearing not only the Brazilian influences that she grew up with, but you're hearing other musics as well. In this case, reggae prominently.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's the Brazilian singer Seu Beto. I love that. I don't want to leave it, but we're going to have to go to the next track. I'm speaking with Beto Arcos. He's the host of the radio show Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles. And we're listening to a few tracks that have been nominated for this year's Latin Grammys. Beto, we heard from two pretty young artists, and now I want to hear from a legend, an artist that you brought today. This is the Cuban singer-songwriter Silvio Rodriguez. Sea señora la que fue doncella, hágase libre lo que fue de ver. So, Beto, here's a weird thing. Silvio Rodriguez has been called the Bob Dylan of Cuba, and yet he's like the furthest thing from anti-establishment, anti-government. I mean, he's like very pro-Castro, very pro-government.
Right. I mean, Silvio Rodriguez has been perhaps the most vocal supporter as an artist of the Castro regime from the very beginning, in his music, in his concerts, in the press. And I think that's what makes this record so important, because it's for the first time in his career that he's actually looking critically at what's happening in Cuba. This song which would be translated as Let It Be, Lady, is sort of a subtle reference to the revolution as an older woman.
Hmm.
In other words, like the revolution was young 50 years ago, but now it's not. We need to find new ways to, you know, fix it. Otherwise, it's going to go down the tubes. You know, it's really the most direct criticism of what's happening in Cuba from an artist who, again, has defended the revolution all his life.
Seguiremos aspirantes de lo mismo que todo niño quiere atesorar. Una mano apretada en el abismo. La vida como un único extremismo.
Okay, Beto, unfortunately, time for just one more track that's being nominated for a Latin Grammy this year. Tell me who this is.
His name is Ramon Mejia, but he goes by the name of Perro Sompopo, which is a kind of gecko in his native Nicaragua. But I'd like you to listen to one of the songs from this record, really touching song called Pasando Más.
Vivo en Managua, la ciudad de la venganza. Donde la gente cada vez esparce más.
This record, Beto, has been nominated in the category for Best Alternative Music Album at the Latin Grammys. What makes it stand out for you?
Every once in a while in Latin music, someone comes along with a new vision. And honestly, it's been a while since I've seen or heard someone that touched me so much as Perro Sompopo. He said to me in a recent interview, Nicaragua is a country in constant reconstruction.
Hmm.
I mean, how more painful can that be when someone tells you that his country is falling apart from decades of, you know, civil war, earthquakes, devastation? But he's saying, look, we need to do something about it. I mean, yes, it's pop music. Yes, it's rock. But listen to what he has to say.
Better one more time. Tell us his name.
His name is Perro Sompopo, and his record is called CPC, or Canciones Populares Contestatarias. It's free on his website as a download.
And that is Beto Arcos. He's the host of the radio program Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles and a regular guest on this program. Beto, thank you so much for taking us through some of the music that's been nominated for the Latin Grammys this week. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure, Guy. Thank you so much.
Vivo en Managua, la ciudad que no descansa. Una ciudad donde el placer no viene mal. Una ciudad donde te droga una caricia. Donde el corrupto es el más alto general. Vivo en Managua, la ciudad adormecida. Una ciudad que va perdiendo su color. Una ciudad que se ha quedado sordomuda. Una ciudad que ciegamente ya no ve. Por eso digo que...
Our program is directed but today by Petra Mayer. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Kenya Young, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, and Lauren Silverman. Our intern is Will O'Connor. The technical director is Daniel Shukin, assisted by Peter Elena, Renee Pringle, and Ivan Burketh. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. The director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Rick Holter is the senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez.
Pasando más, pero afuera está.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendATC. We'll be back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.